Let's talk about the history of this church, Mount Zion Baptist Church. When was this church built here at this location, 419?
Yeah, it was organized in 1909. But building, they struggled around until about in the 21s. I think it was like 1916 when they started a building project, a building pretty much the same size that the present Mount Zion is. And it took them several years to complete the building.
Because of funds, I suppose, money.
Because of funds, right. And when they completed, they had a $50,000 mortgage on the building. They entered it in April of 1921 with the $50,000 mortgage hanging over it. They were rejoicing, you know, in a new building, second to none in the north side as far as African-American churches were concerned. Less than 3 months later, June 1st, 1921, it was, the race riot destroyed that building.
That Memorial Day weekend, the race riot broke out.
Right.
That building on this site, how was it destroyed?
Fire bombs. They said that they dropped fire bombs on top of the church.
From planes.
And they said the reason they were doing that because the riot had started downtown and it threatened people all over the neighborhood. But the reason the church, Mount Zion, was burned was it being the newest church in the community. It was reported that it was an arsenal, that ammunition was being stored in the building. I read in some literature where the authorities came and sifted through the rubble of the church and found no indication whatsoever that they were in there.
For those who are listening now, tell us how it actually started.
Well, as far as I can understand, his name was Roland.
Dick Roland.
Dick Roland. Rubbed against a white lady in an elevator. Someone saw it or something and said that he had made some advances or something on her. The word got out in the community, you know, that Dick Roland had, I've heard the story told so many times, had inappropriately rubbed against a white lady. It was a group downtown, I understand, that made it that they were going to lynch him. The way I understand it, I've heard his story told a lot of times. The group on the north side were going downtown to meet the group was going to do the lynching. The way I understand that the reason the gunfire started was that one of them from the north side dropped his gun or something and went off. I've heard it told in a lot of ways. That really touched off the riot.
The sheriff put Dick Roland in jail as much for his protection as anything.
That's what it was.
So this gathering was around the jail.
Right.
Some wanted to lynch, and then others obviously wanted to protect him.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
That was where...
That's the way it worked, yeah.
But also, the first Baptist church of Tulsa had been built.
Right.
That goes back to 1899, I believe.
Right. It was 10 years before Mount Zion. And it was located on Archer Street, way up close to the business district. And the reason it wasn't bothered was because it was so close to the white neighborhood. Matter of fact, the rioters probably assumed it was not even a part of the African-American community.
They may have thought it was a white church.
That's true, yeah. Because I remember when they moved from that location where they were to the present building where they are now. They occupied that church on Greenwood since I've been in the city.